The Carmen and Yurko podcast is brought to you by Vitacost.com. Vitacost.com is a trusted brand for all your discount vitamins, supplements, health foods, and beauty products. Use promo code CARMEN15 for 15% off your entire order at Vitacost.com.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Marcus Spears, Darren Utnick, the CEO of Bernie's Book Bank. And if you want to donate, literally a cup of coffee gets four books in a child's hands. Seriously, 12 books for a price of a pizza. Bernie'sBookBank.org. They're an amazing organization. Crosstalk brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. Harness Racing back at Hawthorne Racecourse with betting action every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night under the lights, plus the Points Bet Sportsbook. Details at HawthorneRacecourse.com.
Carmen Yurko, pop, 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 pop.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, boys. Buenos dias, indeed.
All right, Yurko. How are you, buddy?
It is time.
We're doing great, man. We're great. We are doing great. I got a full slate of activities today. Doing a show till 2, playing a little bit of golf, and then, boom, poker tonight while watching football. It doesn't get any better than that on an opening.
Where is a Randy Merkin?
I don't know.
I give up. Where's a Randy Merkin?
I don't have
Is he not working today?
No, he's here.
He saw Carmen and Yurko are going 4 hours. He took off.
Maybe.
Yeah, after he lied to me.
I think he finally realized there was traffic. Why did Randy Merkin lie to you?
Hey, can you do an appearance at South Barrington?
South Barrington. That's
South
Barrington,
you. Sure. I love South Barrington.
Yeah, well, guess
area.
What? It's not in South Barrington.
It's in South Elgin.
It's in Gilbert's, Illinois.
Where's Gilbert?
Yeah, he's got to get you to say hello. I mean, yes, first, you know?
Wait, where's Gilbert's?
I never heard of Gilbert's.
Gilbert's.
West of Barrington.
But I will be there.
Way west of Barrington.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
guessing,
like
yeah.
2 hours west.
It makes Hoffman Estate sweat. That's how far it is. Okay.
Is that like Marengo? Is it out that way?
Yes.
Oh, past Carpentersville, kid. That's what you're looking at right there. Just south of Algonquin,
yes.
West of Carpentersville.
So, kid, you know, I do mornings. Oh, it's South Barrington. Not far. Mm. Okay, Randy, I'm in.
Yeah, you're out there a little bit. I'm looking now. Like, oh, yeah, you're west of I see where you're saying. Oh, boy. Oof.
Yeah.
You got a long way to go, kid.
Hey, you know who could stop by and say hello to you is Mikey North. Mike's right there up in Huntley.
Mike is like down the street. That's true. Mike's in Huntley.
Come
and he'll
say
tell
hi,
you,
Northy.
Mike will tell you, he lives out in no man's land now, but he's happy out there. That's it. He's done. He's on a golf course. If he never leaves the house again, he'll be fine.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I mean, if you take a look at it on the map, north to south, you're west of Elgin, west of Geneva, west of Aurora. Wow. I'm saying north to south as you look at it. It is definitely west
right.
of all of that.
Yeah. You need it's a plane kind of from on, Barrington. Yeah.
Barrington's kind of like on 94, right, where... you know, things kind of connect there, isn't it?
Well,
guys?
Barrington's right at about Route 59, right? Aren't you kind of out Barrington way? You're going way
Barrington
west of 59.
Hills? Hold on. Is that Barrington Hills?
I don't know. Well,
or
where are you going to be tonight?
Barrington.
Pub 72. I'm sure it's a phenomenal place. I'm looking forward to chopping it up with a bunch of our fine fans
chop
and listeners.
Chop it up, baby.
Yeah, and also talk to them.
And talk to them, yeah. We're going to chop them up.
What are you going to chop them up
chop
for?
Chop Charlie's.
Man? What do you want to kill them for? You're going Brian Kelly on us today. What's going on? What are you looking to do there?
Brian Kelly.
You can execute everybody all of a sudden.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Absolutely.
Chop them up.
Carm, I need a little help.
All right.
So I'm in the Mark Potash picks for the Sun-Times
yeah.
again.
It's
me,
I think it's me, Sylvie, and Potsy. I won it last year.
Oh, boy. A lot of pressure.
Please help me.
Can you please just give me your best three plays? Sure.
You got to wait till odds couple for that.
Well, I got to turn it in now.
Well,
too bad, pal.
Too bad is right.
Las Vegas Aces in the under.
You got to wait till Friday. This is, you can't, we don't jump the gun
Maybe
here.
Maybe a little off the air.
No, he's not going to do it. No.
I don't think so.
It's funny you didn't ask me.
I did last year.
You know,
I had
no,
to come from behind.
No, you didn't. You never asked me about picks. Unless they can help you in the WNBA.
That's right. You got to get those WNBA.
Or the NBA.
Picks.
Or
yeah.
college.
WNBA.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Love that.
You go ahead. You can take care
he
of it.
He did call me on New Year's Day. Hey, bud. Happy New Year. And play Cincinnati plus the points and Georgia on the money line. So I did.
Boom.
Boom.
Bam, bam.
Take that.
Boom,
take
boom
that.
Is
double
right.
Double bubble right
double
there.
Double bubble.
I know my team.
That's how you do that. And then he called me one day in the summer. Play the Las Vegas Aces
that's my favorite,
on the money line. Don't lay the points. I think it was like 5.5.
Oh, yeah.
They won by 3. I'm like, bam!
Thank you very much.
He knows his WNBA.
See, the thing is, and I love when I tell Waddle this stuff, and Waddle looks at me like I got turds hanging out of my ears. I go, look, man, this is Bill's the kitty for the college football and the NFL.
Exactly.
You got to bet on something. Baseball is not as lucrative.
It's hard.
But the WNBA, just as good as anything else.
And like Hoodie said, that's how you build your bankroll for the football season. That's smart.
Build the kitty, as we call it,
that's
Derek.
That's right.
Building the kitty.
I like that. Kitty cat.
Do you like my tweet yesterday afternoon? Here's a play for all of you. Joey Votto hasn't homered in 16 straight games.
Yeah.
He's taken Alec Mills twice deep in 15 career at-bats. Plus 350. Play Joey Votto.
Nice.
Bam! Their only run, Joey Votto.
That was
unbelievable.
It. Yeah.
Trend's your friend in that spot.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a good call. I did notice that. I wish I would have played it. I didn't.
The trend is your friend.
Yes, it is.
The rare time that, by the way, the athlete wants to stay in a market. Like, Votto could have been anywhere over the years. Like, nope, I like Cincinnati. All right. You're the only one.
He's content. He's the one. He and Waddle,
likes
I guess.
The chili,
even
guys.
Waddle couldn't go back, for crying out loud. He likes Cincinnati, but he's like, I'm not going back. I'll tell you that much.
He loves the chili.
Votto's happy staying. All right, play the. You want one good play, the friend is your friend since you're talking about
it. Yeah, give us a good play, Carmen. What do you have?
Look at Tomlin getting points. Well, anytime Mike Tomlin
Mike
gets
Tomlin.
Points.
Carmen, who did I put?
Did you put Steelers?
I did.
There you go. That one grades out pretty strong, even though they're playing a very good Bills team.
Getting the points.
Niners laying the points on the road, too, I think is a good bet.
So. Yeah, I would agree with you.
So we're on the same page anyway. You can do it.
Best bets are Washington at home against the Chargers.
Boy, that's a mistake.
The Falcons.
Wait a minute, York. Hang on a second now. What's the analysis there? Hold on a second. He's got analysis.
Boy, that's a mistake. I think San Diego's an up-and-comer.
Or
I got
LA.
San Diego making the playoffs as a wild card. KC and San Diego.
L.A.
And this is one of the L.A. Chargers. I like San Diego.
Washington's a one-point dog?
Guys, I still call him San Diego.
No,
I'm not going to care. I don't care. L.A. Chargers, I've got to make in the playoffs. So this is one of those games going up against the crappy Washington.
I don't think Washington's crappy.
I don't either.
I think they're crappy.
Offensively?
Yeah, I think they're crap.
You think they're crap, huh?
We'll find out. We'll find out next Monday if they're crap.
I don't think they're crap.
That's Fitzpatrick, right?
That's Fitzpatrick. Now, I'm not a huge Fitzpatrick guy.
That's limited success then.
Well, it's like Yurko says, he's the ultimate, like, just good enough to get you beat.
Right.
He's
going to go 8-9 this year. That's improvement over last year, but isn't an improvement.
Yeah, I think they will actually go 8-9 or 9-8 even.
I mean, there you go. Isn't it an improvement? Yeah, they made the playoffs as a 7-9 football team.
If you didn't know Ron Rivera, would you say that? Because we all root for Ron.
That's a very good question.
Problem.
We all root for Ron. You're right.
You've got to remove that. You've got to remove that the situation.
I still think they have a chance to be decent. I think their defense is good. And while I might not love Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I'll put him in the Yurko just good enough to get you beat category, their quarterback play, go take a look, boys. They won 7 games last year with Alex Smith on one leg. Heinicke was actually they held tough against Tampa in the playoff game. Who else played quarterback for them last year, Meller? Dwayne Haskins. You go take a look at what Ron Rivera had to deal with his quarterback room last year, and they still won 7 games.
And a clown owner.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think that they're crap. I don't. I mean, I still
caught him in the crap.
I don't think they're crap. I would disagree with you on that.
What's your other ones,
Cap? I'm with Carm.
NFL.
My best play of the weekend is the Falcons laying 3 at home to the Eagles.
I have more love than probably anybody in the country is going to have for the Atlanta Falcons. We'll get to that when we get to exactly.
Don't say it, Carl.
It's my, I told Yurko, I said, let's make sure that in our predictions, because now remember, there's an extra wild card team, so there's 3 wild cards. I said, let's do like one kind of bold prediction. And I'm not going to lie, I might be the only guy going bold on the Atlanta Falcons. But
what are you doing there with that?
Defensively? They were the most unlucky team maybe ever
last year. It was
staggering.
Yeah.
Staggering. They completely changed their coaching staff. I think the coach has a chance to be good. I think Pitts is going to be. Kyle Pitts is the best can't-miss prospect since Calvin Johnson.
I agree.
And so, like,
I agree.
I just have a, like, if you're looking for one team, like, there's always, what's that one team that stunk that's going to flip it, that's going to surprise? They might go out and win five games, but I've hitched my wagon to the team that's going to surprise everybody and make a dramatic improvement from a year ago is going to be Atlanta.
Did you say you're taking the Eagles plus three?
No, he's taking Atlanta. And I'm Atlanta. With Atlanta.
Yeah, three?
I like Atlanta.
I have Atlanta's laying three. Yeah.
Okay. I got it at three and a hook.
Yeah. I like that.
You're not looking, Yerk. You're just, you're just chiming in.
I'm being a pain in the ass is what I'm
there
being.
Is no hook.
Here's your, bold, here's your bold prediction. All four teams in the NFC West make the playoffs.
That, I like it, Yerk. See, that's what we're talking about.
That's a bold prediction.
That is a bold prediction.
And no one in the East makes it. Is that what it is?
So then that's it. That means no, that means
no
just,
other wild cards.
That means no other wild cards. That means the three wild cards would come from the NFC West. That'd be something.
That is wild.
That would be crazy. And that means that only the Packers and the winner of the NFC East flip a coin, Cowboys or Washington, get in.
And the South.
Yeah. Well, and the South, of course. Yes, I'm sorry. The three division winner, which would be Tampa. Tampa's
how about nobody from the East? How about that? How about nobody?
How about just kick them out?
I think Washington wins the division in the East.
Dallas.
I wouldn't be shocked. I picked Dallas, but I wouldn't be shocked.
If you knew Ron, if you didn't know Ron Rivera, would you pick the Washington?
Yes.
No, of course not.
Yes, they... Chase Daniel is going to be a monster in that defense. Chase Young, I mean.
Chase
Daniel's the quarterback. Chase Young is going to be a monster, and that defense is really good.
It's good. It is.
I'm hoping.
I'm telling you, they won seven with the worst quarterback room in the league last year. So Fitzpatrick should be able to get them to nine.
With Fitzgumby.
Oh, he's a lot better than what they had, Yerk. I mean,
let's bring in Fitzgumby. And kids, do math for the idiots, please. Children.
I love it when he and his
son. Dazzle him with the math.
When he and his son do the Rubik's Cube thing in like 90 seconds, I love it.
Does he get criticized for bringing the children's up there?
Well, he brought them up there to have fun. He said, do the math trick. That's an all-timer. And he dropped the mic and he walked out.
So I want to make sure we're judging fairly. I don't want to get all over Javi Baez for no reason.
Or Dusty.
Well, he didn't bring him up there, sit him on his lap. And the kid was like nine at the time.
As Hoodie calls it, a meat shield.
Absolute meat shield. No question about it.
But no, he wasn't getting peppered with questions. He just brought him up as like a trick. He goes, hey, my
magic looks at his kids and says, multiply, exponentiate.
Awesome.
Kids.
The best. And then he just did the mic drop. He goes, boom, and he walked off.
He's got him up there. Javi's got his kids there, like Chelvis and the Duck.
Remember when Dusty would have the kid with the little car, and he would be riding the little car, little Matchbox car, like a Hot Wheel?
Because that messes up the audio when you got your recorder there on the table.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
And now you're messing the audio up.
You can't really go after him when the three-year-old's sitting on your lap.
Levine's Morantz.
I could.
Going daddy.
Did I ever tell you the Digging In with Dusty segment brought to you by the Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana?
Digging In with Dusty.
Dodge Dealers. Yeah. I'm working over at Fox Sportsnet. 04.
Oh, man.
Stoney can't stand Dusty. And I hear 5 seconds before I'm coming back on the air, Chip, ask one question and get the hell out of my way.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and no problem.
He goes, tough loss, Skip. Yeah. He goes on, and then Stoney. Dusty, you got that big red notebook in front of you there. Does it not tell you that Javier Valentin kills Kyle Farnsworth? And Dusty gives some answer, and then he asks some other probing question. Hey, Dusty, does the big book also not show you this? Dusty took the headset off, slammed it down on the chair, walked out, and Stoney says to Chip, on air, Chippy boy, that's why he gets $4 million a year, the celebrity manager, and you and I are just scuffling along.
Why don't you at least try to do the Stoney impersonation when you do that?
I can't.
Hoodie?
I'll leave that to Hoodie.
For all you youngsters out there.
Yeah, there you go.
Who's that voice?
That's Merkin. We found him.
I want to leave a little earlier there, Stanley.
And exactly.
Stanley.
He called Merkin. Yeah, Yurko's busting his balls this morning with me because he said, what is he, not know traffic's back? Traffic's brutal. It's bad. Folks, I got news for you. Pandemic's over, according to the traffic.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean,
it's awful.
It's awful. Tuesday, because Monday was out. Tuesday, I mean, I got to Harlem on the Ike, and that's it. It's pre-pandemic, baby. It's brake lights all the way to the circle. It's done. It's over. Judging on the traffic, pandemic, over.
We are back.
Yeah, we're back.
Judging on jump around at the Wisconsin game, well, we are back.
100,000 in the shoe this weekend for Oregon and Ohio State. I mean, apparently it's over.
The big house the other day.
But Merkin's got to know, like, it's over. This has been trending this way for weeks. You can't leave it 8 anymore.
This is a guy that thinks Gilbert's, Illinois is by South Barrington.
It's done, Merk. You got to get out of the house early.
Yes.
I was told South Barrington.
Well.
It's on the schedule.
Somebody lied to you.
South Barrington.
Yeah. Pull the wool over
I need a helicopter from South Barrington.
He's getting on a flight.
Gilbert's. Good luck. See you Thursday.
Poor Gilbert's taking a beat.
Next, see you next Thursday.
Yeah.
Gilbert's is a beautiful city, guys.
It is a beautiful little town. It's a nice little hamlet.
It's a hamlet.
I'm not saying it's not beautiful. I was completely lied to by the underboss of ESPN 1000.
I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus. I'll take the hit. That's fine. I lied.
That a boy, Murray.
Why'd you lie to him?
Okay.
Come on. What for?
He's taking the hit for it.
You know that used to be the old program.
Blame Watercott. We know it's one of the sales guys' fault.
Yeah. The old program director here used to think he was entitled to lie to everybody. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Part of that position was that you could lie to everybody.
I know it well.
We're going back to 2001 to 2004.
Okay, that's what I thought. We're going way back.
When he was dismissed.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know that.
Who's that?
Len, you know
that guy. No.
You worked for him at the other station.
Oh, I did?
Oh, yes,
I worked for him. He was at BON.
No, he was not.
Oh, Mitchell.
Oh,
I think it's in the PDs.
Some of us are trying to just go around it, and you just want to go ahead and blurt out the name.
I think it's in the PD playbook. You know? Like, go ahead. They want you to lie to them. Go lie to them.
That's it. Don't tell them the truth. The truth is terrible.
It's in the playbook, Merk.
Playbook, Merk.
Merk knows as he's hiding behind the mic. Yeah, look at him. Well, he's hiding.
I'm trying to find the emails. I can show Cap. But
no, I have your text. South Barrington.
South Barrington.
Hey, man, it's close enough. Listen, it's on the schedule.
So you missed by 20 miles.
Yeah. I want you in the general Joliet Calumet City region.
Yeah.
Only 35 miles apart.
Listen, you have an appearance. I don't know if you know. It's on the south side. Yeah. Bradley.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the western
it's
Bruce.
On the south side. Kankakee.
DeKalb.
Definitely on the south side.
All right,
side.
You guys have a great day.
See you, boys. See you tomorrow. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the game.
Time to go, fellas, and enjoy your football tonight.
Carmen, I certainly will. And by the way, you're on until 2 today, right?
Yeah, all the way until 2.
We are.
All right, Twitter, you can take the day off. Okay, they're on until 2. You got what you want.
Thank you, Johnny. I appreciate that.
Thanks, a great day.
You got what you wanted. Okay.
Carmen, you're next.
All right, just give us a break for a minute. All
right. Hey, guys. Carmen here. You've heard me talk about the Pride stores. I love those guys. Great convenience store. Clean. Got everything you need. Friendly service. Amazing food. Coffee. All kinds of great stuff.
Slurpees.
Slurpees. Yeah, your Merck's a big Slurpee guy. Yeah. He says it's a top-notch selection. Yeah. I'll trust you there.
Yeah.
Now, I like whiskey. And I'm going to tell you, they got a top-notch spirits selection.
I trust you there.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. A lot of their locations, man, where they're selling beer, craft beer, wine, and spirits. They even do some of their own single-barrel picks. I reviewed one of their single-barrel picks of the Burning Chair Bourbon, which is from a distillery out in California. They get their juice from Southern Indiana at MGP, and then they finish it in cab barrels. Pretty good. I usually don't love those cab-finished bourbons, but I like this one. So the Pride Stores just does great stuff. Wide array of local craft beers that you can find in many of their stores. And the Pride Store in St. Charles even has a draft station with freshly poured beers. They are delicious. Fred Huebner would approve. So check out one of the 15 Chicagoland-owned, family-owned and operated Pride Stores today.
See what Carmen and Yurko are talking about on Twitch.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
We got 4 hours of Carmen and Yurko today. We're going to go all the way to White Sox pregame at 2. And Connor McKnight will be a big part of our show today because it's Thursday, so that means we have McKnight at the movies an hour from now. Connor will also join us just to talk White Sox an hour before he hits the air here in your home for White Sox baseball, ESPN 1000. So at 1 o'clock, is Connor going to be in studio with us? Perfect. He'll come down into the First Midwest Bank State Street Studios, and we'll do like the pre-pregame with Connor. How's that? Maybe we'll even take some White Sox calls. But a lot of football today, folks. This is our big preview show because the season starts in Tampa tonight. Tracy Butler will join us in 30 minutes, or actually a little bit less than that, about 25. She'll give us the skinny on what to expect weather-wise in Tampa. I know there, as of last night, there was still some rain in the forecast. So she'll tell us about that and other games that are important on the college and pro slate and how weather might affect those games. Bears don't have to worry because it's a covered stadium. Even if it weren't covered, they probably wouldn't have to worry because they're playing in L.A. to start the season on Sunday night. But we're going to do a lot of NFL, our big prediction show, and we'll be here, like I said, all the way until 2. So plenty of time to join us and give us your thoughts, your predictions, your expectations on the Bears and the National Football League as we kick off 2021. It's going to be a fun show, York.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait. I mean, this is what we've waited for this whole summer.
Yes.
We've been waiting. When the Sox have been doing well, they've run away with the division. Okay, we got to wait for the playoffs. Congratulations to the White Sox. When the Cubs decided they wanted to crap to bed with 11 straight losses, we sat here and we said to ourselves, well, they're gone, and all of a sudden they got traded away, and then they lost some more. Okay, season's over. It's done there. No hope whatsoever at the United Center for the Chicago Blackhawks with that paltry unit they got that can't even score 1 point a game. So the hopes for playoffs are absolutely dismal. Mm. And maybe the Bulls have a sign of life.
I think they do.
Maybe the Bulls have a sign of life. People are high on them. So hopefully the Bulls can make a little bit noise in the Eastern Conference. So that's what you're hoping for. But
it's football season, right?
Football karma is king. We all know what football is, man.
Yeah, football's king.
It is king in the city of Chicago. Everybody can get behind the Chicago Bears. That's what it's about. I don't like the Goldman news. I tell you, yesterday, I can't even sleep. There's a picture of Goldman sitting on a chair, Channel 9 telling me, and Peyton, Sweetness, the kid, Jarrett, telling me that Goldman's not ready to go. I go, what in the H and a hog's keister is going on here?
I don't know.
You know, the guy didn't play. He did play in that final game. He's supposed to be ready 100%. Everybody's healthy, ready to rock, and ready to go. And now the guy that finally came back to play, the guy that's supposed to be the rock in the middle, and let me tell you, he makes a difference, Carm. He makes life easier on our guy outside, Akeem Hicks. He makes life easier on everybody in there. And now he's not going to be there. Maybe. What the hell's going on? What are you, he's got a toe hurt? What are you, what, he stub his pinky? What happened?
Well, he's listed with a knee and ankle injury. I mean,
since when?
Well, it happened Monday, apparently. But I mean, knee and ankle, guys. I mean,
what, he slip on the floor?
You got a couple of feet between your knee and your ankle. Like, what happened?
Yeah. I mean, what did he slip on the floor going to lunch? What happened?
I don't know.
The hell? I mean, that's a concern. That to me is the. I'm raising the hand going, what? Come on now.
I mean, Robert Quinn's on the injury report again. I heard Bleck say yesterday with Waddle and Sylvie. Bleck goes, has he ever not been on the injury report since he signed here? I don't think a week has gone by where Robert Quinn hasn't been on the injury report.
If Robert Quinn doesn't have a good year, that's another failure for Ryan Pace, the forgotten McCaskey son.
You know, but it's one of those.
Maybe this is what happened with Ryan Pace, and I'm starting to figure this out. What happened was he was born into the McCaskey clan, and then they put him in a basket, and they set him out amongst the reeds.
Like Moses?
Yes, amongst the reeds, and they sent him downriver, and he ended up wherever he grew up.
With the Pharaoh?
Yes. Yes, Carmen. He's got to be a McCaskey.
The Pharaoh in this?
He's got to have the McCaskey blood, and they've reclaimed him here.
What if he did like one of those, what do you call it, 21 and Me? And like he said, he told the Bears, he's like, look, I'm related. You got to hire me. He might have pulled an Andy Dalton. He just, oh, no, they promised. He could have just presented like a fake 23andMe.
Boy, I tell you, though.
It's 23andMe, right?
If Quinn, this free agent signing of Quinn turns out to be an absolute failure, I'm beside myself. That's all I'm going to say.
It's one of those where.
It's too early to go ahead and worry about that. Okay? Because everything's rosy right now going into this game.
The Quinn thing is like, it's one of those where you kind of regret saying when it happens, like, oh, that's potentially good. Like, that checks all the boxes. Because a lot of us said that, you know?
Yes, we did.
And then it's like, well, it checked the boxes.
You didn't know you were signing an injured player, though.
Right, yeah.
You didn't know you were signing an injured player. They're the ones that are supposed to know he's injured, not us.
Doesn't really check the boxes when the games are going on.
And when you can't play and you can't pressure the quarterback, that's a bad combination.
We want your predictions, out-on-the-limb predictions, bold predictions. Are you optimistic about the Bears? Are you pessimistic about the Bears? Thoughts on the NFL? Over-unders that you want to throw our way? Any of that. It's all on the table today, 312-332-3776. We'll give you all of our NFL predictions. We'll talk some White Sox baseball, have fun as we always do. And we have Monster Jam tickets to give away today. You can hang with me and Danny in a suite next Friday at Allstate for Monster Jam. We'll give you details on that coming up. We'll be right back. Hey, guys, it's Carmen with my friends at VitaCost. Trusted by millions of customers for over 25 years, VitaCost.com has the largest assortment of natural vitamins, herbal supplements, organic foods, eco-friendly essentials, stuff for your pets, pre- and post-workout supplements. I could go on and on and on. You've got to check out the website for yourself. You will be a believer. They've got the collagen peptides that I like to buy. Very important every morning to get going. Protein for post-workouts. Fish oils, omega-3, 6, and 9. And you can't just have the 3, Merck. You need the 6 and the 9, too. So I have a supplement from VitaCost, the omega-3, 6, and the 9. You need all three of those.
Omega-3.
Omega-3,
yeah,
6, and 9.
Great. I heard that's great for you.
You need the 6 and the 9,
the
too,
6
buddy.
And the 9,
don't
okay.
skimp, all right?
Okay.
VitaCost.com is a healthy hub where you can shop, save, and learn with their educational resources and recipes. I'm telling you guys, it's a one-stop shop. And use their powerful filter. Maybe you're like the armchair nutritionist, Danny Zetterman, and you live a keto lifestyle, and you want just keto products. Put it in the filter. Non-GMO, organic, dairy-free, gluten-free, whatever it is. Filter through. They'll direct you to the supplements and the foods that you need that you're going to love. Right now, you can save 15% on your entire order just by using the promo code Carmen15. So go to VitaCost.com, and when you've got everything in your cart that you want, you go to checkout. Make sure you use the code Carmen15 to save 15%. That's VitaCost.com.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
NFL season kicks off tonight in Tampa. Going to get a weather forecast from Tracy Butler in just 10 or 11 minutes from now. 538, running through all their division predictions for the NFL season, Yerk. I don't think it's a surprise to anyone. I'm sure every publication in America and around the world has the Green Bay Packers winning the NFC North. I don't think too many people have any other playoff teams. I saw some models and some predictions have the Vikings sneaking in as that seventh seed. That would seem the most likely if another team is going to make it. I'm not that high on the Bears. Unfortunately, their model's not either. They write just a brief synopsis about the Bears. After jettisoning Mitchell Trubisky, the Bears are embarking on a new era with veteran quarterback Andy Dalton keeping the seat warm for Justin Fields. But while Khalil Mack and Chicago's seventh-ranked EPA defense were strong enough last season to carry the team to the playoffs, the model this year is very skeptical that that formula will work again in 2021, and they do have the Bears missing the postseason. But like I said, that's not really a shame.
And so what do you have for the NFC North today?
So for the NFC North, I have the Packers winning. I mean, this is probably one of the easier ones to predict, isn't it?
This is probably negative 450 on this one, if I had
The Packers are a pretty heavy favorite. I mean, maybe the only other division that is as easy to predict.
Kansas City.
No, see, I would disagree on that. While I do think they're going to be the winner of that division.
Their 14-3 record's going to be tough to topple.
Yeah, you think they're going to be 14-3? Wow.
Yeah, that's about right. That'll be net, right? 13-4, 14-3.
You know, I think the competition is a little bit weaker in the NFC South, and I just think Tampa Bay is that much better. I think that's a pretty easy one to pick, Tampa Bay. Drew Brees is retired. I'm high on Atlanta. I'm the only one in America. I mean, I don't think there are Falcons fans that are high on the Atlanta Falcons. And I shouldn't say I'm high on them. That's my, like, sleeper, hey, pick one, like, make one bold prediction on the team, because it's inevitable in the NFL. The team that stunk, that all of a sudden is going to be good and maybe make the playoffs. Like, now that there's a seventh team, I've got Atlanta squeaking in, but I'm not predicting them to win 12
or
13 games.
I've got one team coming out of the South, and that's Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I think most people probably have that.
Nothing else. New Orleans, love my buddy, but... My buddy, you'd want to talk about rebuilding, trying to figure out what the hell's going on. No Michael Thomas. Kamara just won, like, ankle sprain away from not playing the rest of the year. I've already seen that happen.
And now Latavius Murray's gone. Some people think Carolina's a little bit of a sleeper.
Yeah, not for me.
If you're a believer in Sam Darnold, maybe. I don't know. Not for me either.
Not for me. I've got no other faith in the NFC South but Tampa Bay being the team that goes ahead and does it. Back to the NFC North, I do have the Bears sneaking into the playoffs.
Wow, look at you. Got a wild card team, huh?
Yep, seventh seed.
All right, so what do you have the Bears? So that'd be the last seed. What do you have the Bears' record?
10-7.
All right, you could flip it for me. I've got 7-10.
Okay, you can take the under. I'm in the over.
Yeah, you're on the over. It is at 7.5, York.
Yep.
And if you like the Bears to make the playoffs, at last check, and I haven't looked in a couple of weeks, in fairness, but at last check, I want to say they were about plus 140 to make the playoffs, something like that. So you might want to get that wager down.
Yeah.
All right, let's go through the NFC here then, York. NFC East, who is your
Dallas Cowboys, and that's it. Nothing else in the East. The NFC Least is still the NFC Least. They're awful. It's a terrible division with terrible teams, terrible players, terrible coaches.
I think you're being a little hard on Washington. But
I'm
okay.
Putting Ron Rivera in that group, too.
I also have Dallas. This was a tough one for me to pick. I've got kind of a neck-and-neck race between the Cowboys and Washington. I do think the division is bad. I don't think the Giants are going to be very good. I don't think the quarterback's going to be very good.
8-9 coming out of that division.
Yeah, I mean, 7-9 last year, so.
Yeah,
all right, so we both have the Cowboys, although I think Washington will be slightly better than Yurko thinks they'll be this year. The North, we both have the Packers. The South, we both have Tampa. I think that's an easy one. Now, I think the West is interesting. Who do you have winning the NFC West?
I've got Seattle winning the West.
I'm going to go with the 49ers. I've got to believe that eventually luck is going to be on their side, and not Andrew. They're just not going to be as unlucky in terms of injuries. So I'm going to go with the Niners in what should be the best division in the NFC.
All teams could have 10-plus wins in that division, double-digit wins. Do you know that?
I know. So you have Seattle, and then did I hear you say during crosstalk you're picking all three wildcard teams from that division?
I am not, because I picked Chicago. I just said that would be a bold prediction.
I got you. Okay.
A bold prediction. I've got Seattle, San Francisco, and the Rams making the playoffs. I don't think Kyler Murray and the Arizona team's going to find a way to get it done, to take the next step. They're going to have to in a very, very tough division.
So your wild card teams then would be the Rams, the Bears, and the 49ers. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Rams as well. I'm going to go with the Seahawks. So we both have the Seahawks making the playoffs. You just have them winning the division, if I heard that correctly.
Yep.
And my bold out-on-the-limb prediction is going to be Atlanta, that they were the unluckiest team maybe in the last 25, 30 years in the NFL last year. And sometimes being unlucky just means you're bad. They couldn't close games, but their record in one-score games and just how many leads they had and then ultimately blew was staggering. I mean, I just can't see them being as bad. And sometimes that coaching change makes a world of difference. And Arthur Smith, I think, is an interesting name to watch, and he's a fast riser and an up-and-comer, and he changed that whole coaching staff. He brought in a very well-respected defensive coordinator to handle the side of the ball that he's not as familiar with, and I love their weapons on offense. I really do. So, and I think Pitts is the best can't-miss prospect since Calvin Johnson, and we know how that turned out. Calvin Johnson's in the Hall of Fame. So,
yeah, yeah, quarterback's got to get him the ball if he's going to perform. That's the hardest part of that all.
But I'll admit, that's sort of my real kind of out on the limb, like, hey, you got to find one. A lot of people have the Panthers as that team in the NFC. I'm going to go with Atlanta. We'll see how it shakes out.
So usually it's NFC record that's a tiebreaker. Arizona, I think, is going to have 10 wins, too, with the Bears. So I think the Bears win the tiebreaker to get to the seventh seed. But both of those, depending upon how the tiebreakers fall, it could be the Bears get knocked out with their 10 victories and Arizona ends up sliding in.
Interesting.
But for me, the way it looks right now in the NFC, the Bears would have to be my wildest pick of all.
I think so.
I believe in them.
I love your optimism. I do. I don't.
There's only one time to believe about the Bears, and that's now.
I just can't see a path to 10 wins. Now, let me ask you this question. And then we got to take a quick break, and we'll do some of the NFC. We'll start getting into the AFC after 11 o'clock. And JD's going to join us at 11. Real quick, is that mostly because Fields comes in and plays great? Like, when do you have Fields starting?
I have Fields starting week 6.
Week 6, okay. Against, I think you and Adam Hoge are on the same page. That's the Packer game, right?
Yeah, and the only way he doesn't start before, I mean, the way he does start before that is if there's an injury.
Injury.
I think he becomes the quarterback if Andy Dalton gets hurt.
Gotcha. All right. Are you on board with Yurk? Are you being optimistic? Can the Bears sneak into the playoffs? 312-332-3776. Tracy Butler's got the forecast for kickoff tonight and the rest of the football weekend coming up next.
This hour is brought to you by Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge. Happy hour is back. Get to Twin Peaks Monday through Friday from 2 to 7 and score sweet deals like $1 off all wine, liquor, cheap shots, and freezing cold 29-degree draft brews.
It's Carmen and Yurko. Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right, time for weekend weather, plus a quick look at tonight's season opener in Tampa. Tracy Butler joins us every Thursday. You see her every morning on ABC7. She's brought to you by Shady Rays. Use the promo code Chicago for 50% off when you buy two or more pairs of shades at ShadyRays.com. Sylvie's guys, and they've got one of the great deals you're ever going to find. I mean, if you break them or lose them, they send you another pair, no questions asked. It's crazy good, right?
Crazy good. I need that deal.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. ShadyRays.com. And again, use that code Chicago for half off when you buy two or more pairs. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Carm. Hi, Yerk.
Hey, what's up, Trace?
Oh, a lot, actually.
Yeah, we got a lot going on, right? Season kicks off tonight.
Yeah.
They were worried about some rain, but it looks like you're saying just muggy and hot tonight in Tampa.
Yeah,
right?
probably kickoff temperature is going to be about 82, but it's going to be pretty soupy there. There was concern because we had this tropical storm, Mindy, that just kind of exploded in the Big Bend area there, and it's a tropical depression now just moving north. So I think any remnants from that will stay north.
All right, so that's good. So no wet weather tonight. Play your totals accordingly. Probably just a hot and muggy night. Could be some cramps, although this time of year guys are a little bit more accustomed to
you're talking
the
about
heat,
Dallas, right? And Tampa too, both teams probably acclimated,
right? Yeah. But Tracy was saying the steamer over the weekend is going to be, which is probably the game of the weekend in college football, the Iowa-Iowa State game in Ames.
They're looking at a kickoff temperature of 92 degrees.
That's 3:30 our time on Saturday. So that's like smack dab when the sun's been out and baking that field, right? Like
3 to 4, hottest.
It's going to feel like 100 degrees on the field, right?
And the thing is, it's going to be pretty windy. They're looking at maybe 30-mile-per-hour wind gusts for that game, too. And we're probably going to have the same sort of situation with the wind for Notre Dame, too.
Notre Dame and Toledo on Saturday. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So windy conditions.
Windy conditions. The other, I think the hottest game of them all, NFL-wise, is going to be Browns at Chiefs. They're looking at low 90s
Kansas
for that
City,
game.
Right? I mean, Kansas City, in the, it's still summer, technically.
Yeah,
I think everybody's pretty good still now. It's when you get to the end of October and you're Buffalo and you might have to travel to Miami.
Right.
That's when, you know, they've had probably about 4 weeks worth of weather that's started to cool down a little bit. The body kind of, the blood thickens. Then they've got to go down south, and it looks like a triage unit in a locker room.
Yeah. Any weather-related games we should be aware of for this weekend?
You know what?
Not really.
It's just the heat.
Just the heat and wind.
Heat and wind. And you know what? I got to ask you guys, because I haven't been able to see any news this morning. Do either of you know, did they sign TJ yet?
Is this the weirdest?
He's practicing.
I've never seen anything like this. I've never heard of a hold-in. That's a new thing. Like, he's been there all throughout training camp. He just hasn't practiced. Like, I've never seen anything like it. I don't know if Yerk has. A hold-in, they're calling it. Dwayne Brown pulled the same thing in Seattle. This is a new one to me. Apparently,
you're there. You're getting paid, but you're not practicing.
I think he's going to play Sunday, though, right? I mean, is that what we all think?
I don't know either.
It's the weirdest thing, honestly.
Well, I mean, listen, he's got no leverage. He's got a contract. I know what he wants. He wants the contract extension. Ben Roethlisberger says he deserves the contract extension. He took a pay cut so guys like T.J. Watt could get the
paid
money that they deserve.
Right.
But at the end of the day, if you can't find common ground with, you know, I love Ben. Well, he should get paid whatever he wants. Well, not necessarily.
Doesn't work that way.
Well, we'll find a way. We'll find a slot. We'll put him in there, and that's the way that's going to end up working out. I think he's going to play, but Pittsburgh historically does not redo contracts once the season starts.
That's going to be interesting. I don't know. I kind of like Pittsburgh this weekend, too, but a lot
of that
is predicated on him playing. Well, I like him to cover. I don't think they're going to win.
There
are a few things that I always get excited about when I'm making my NFL wagers. And when Mike Tomlin gets about a touchdown, even though they're going on the road into a, you play a team that a lot of people think could win the Super Bowl and will win the Super Bowl, I like Mike Tomlin getting a touchdown. I just that's a trend that I'm pretty much like, always willing to. I'll roll the dice with Tomlin having his guys ready.
Can we also stop right now? Because I heard too much of the Aaron Rodgers has all the leverage crap at the beginning of the offseason.
Yeah, right.
Remember at the draft, all these idiots that don't know crap about football came out and said Aaron Rodgers had all the leverage, which is not
players
true.
In the NFL rarely have the leverage, right, Yerk?
TJ Watt has no leverage except, you know, at the end saying, I'm not going to play for you guys. Then he gets franchised. And then he's got no leverage whatsoever.
Like they went through this with Le'Veon Bell, and like for
and
the Steelers,
where he is Baltimore
for the Steelers, on the practice squad right. For the Steelers, it worked out great. Like James Conner, plugged him right in, no problem. Le'Veon moved on, wasn't very good. Got paid by the Jets, wasn't very good. Like the Steelers
went
are
to
like
Kansas City, complained.
Right.
The Steelers, they go, hold my beer. They're unaffected.
They just do business
good.
A certain way. And
exactly.
You know, like the way they do business. You know, Antonio Brown found a way to leave. But how happy is Antonio Brown? His stats haven't even approached anything.
Well,
matter of fact, it may sully his Hall of Fame stuff.
That's
when
true.
When Antonio Brown, you know, goes in there. You judge him on his last 3 years where he's done absolutely nothing.
He did get a ring, but I see what you're saying from personal pride standpoint.
Eddie Curry got a ring, Carm.
That's true.
Eddie Curry got a ring. What are we doing here? Celebrating? When's he going in the Hall of Fame?
Real quick, we have a nice weather weekend here.
We do. Saturday's going to be the warmest one. We're upper 80s Saturday. Very windy here too Saturday.
Okay.
Low 80s here on Sunday. Great September weekend. It's going to feel like summer still,
this
guys.
This time of year is fabulous. It really is.
I agree.
At night, it gets a little cool. It's beautiful. I wish these nights would never end. Unfortunately, the clock is ticking. And congrats to your daughter who was the Whitewater
Athlete of the Week.
Not Tennis Player of the Week, the
Athlete
of the Week.
Athlete of the Week.
Phenomenal.
The whole program
from what I hear.
Brag about her a little.
Yerk, were you ever the Athlete of the Week?
He's the Gateway Player of the Year. What are you talking about here?
You're talking
about a guy that played in the NFL.
Who turned his microphone on?
Turn it off. Tracy, we'll see you later.
Thanks,
all right. Next
guys.
Week. Thanks, Tracy.
You
There's
bet.
Tracy Butler every Thursday at about 10:50. JD's got a Bears update next. What in the world is going on with Eddie Goldman? Robert Quinn is on the injury report. Surprise, surprise. We'll break down Bears and Rams with JD when we return in 2 minutes.